We knew that we could not go to the theaters downtown. We couldn't go to certain stores downtown. But there were stores on 7th Street that welcomed us. Goldenberg's, Hex wasn't too happy. Cairns was not too happy having us. Landsberg was not too happy. Garfinkel's didn't want us in there at all. Lerner's was halfway there. But we knew where we could go to buy whatever we wanted. Then again, we had clubs that we could go to. We had the Howard Theater. A lot of white people would come there to see the shows that were at the Howard Theater. But we knew that we couldn't go. Then again, there was a Glen Echo. We couldn't go to Glen Echo. But we had an amusement park in far northeast, Suburban Gardens. We couldn't eat at any of the restaurants downtown. We couldn't sit down at the counter of any of the 5 and 10 cent stores or any stores downtown. The only privilege we had riding wherever we wanted on the streetcar. Then again, as far as jobs were concerned, we had given just menial jobs, running elevator, char people, cleaning, street cleaners, things of that nature. Kind of get to the point whereby, and also the schools were segregated. It was two divisions, Division 1 and Division 3, 13, and we were Division 13. We only had two high schools. It was Armstrong and Dunbar for a long, long while. Eventually, along came Cardoza. Wherever you live, if you went to high school, you had to go to either Armstrong and Dunbar. So yes, I know what it is to live under segregation. And D.C. was one of the most segregated places or cities in the country. Why? Because the government was run by Southern members of Congress. And they kept the cap on what we could do here in the district. After all, after I came out of the Army, even though I didn't go overseas, I was willing to do it and everything for this country. And we had a whole lot, we had many a black killed during the Second World War. And we come back and the same old status quo was there. And we demanded that things change.